Hi, everybody, and welcome to Radio Icebox, Season 2, Episode 2, entitled Barb Love. Want to come on here at the beginning and thank our wonderful patrons and members that make all this possible. Our patron of the week is Matthew Briggs. Thank you so much, Matthew. Our members, these are voting members of the Icebox Radio Theater. Tom Bement, our good friend. Thank you, Tom. Shane Boyvin, helping out. Thank you so much, Shane. And Jose Bruno of the Dominican Republic. Thank you so much, Jose, for helping us out. And our super members. Those are folks that are both patrons on Patreon and voting members of the Icebox Radio Theater. We want to recognize Craig Finseth. Thank you, Craig. And Ken Harmeyer. Thank you so much, Ken, for all your support of the Icebox Radio Theater. For more information about supporting the Icebox Radio Theater and the shows that we make, just visit the website iceboxradio.org. And of course, if you'd really like to help us out, there's nothing better than like, share, and subscribe, especially on iTunes. Writing a review there can have a really big impact on the popularity of the show. So without further ado, here is Episode 2 of Radio Icebox, Season 2, Barb Love. Yeah, 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 yeah. Na, 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 na. You're listening to Radio Icebox, your community station. Stay tuned for news, weather, and the latest on that weird smell right after this. Good morning, Icebox. This is JJ. Your host on this fine day. Well, November or not, it looks like winter is going to be holding off for at least the time being. We got a beautiful autumn day ahead. Local music, a check with Dee Dee Foliate and the Garden Party, plus a lot more on this edition of Good Morning Icebox. But right now, let's check in on news headlines with a totally different person. Good morning. Here are the latest up-to-date headlines from the Radio Icebox News Department. This is Kingston Friday reporting. Icebox City Council will be going into special session again this year to decide which local snow removal service will be granted the contract to clear city streets this winter. Duke Riley and Steve Davis are the two main competitors for the fifth straight year. The two plowmen are tied at 2 wins each and looking forward to this special session, which this year will be made up of a truck race, arm wrestling contest, essay contest, and as always, rock skipping. "I'm confident I can beat him again this year," Riley said. "My skipping arm is limbered up real good from all the fly casts I've done this summer." Davis, for his part, sincerely asked why City Council couldn't just accept the lowest bid like, quote, a normal town, at which point Council President Ivan Sanderson threatened to declare Riley the winner. Davis rapidly withdrew his question and proceeded to boast about his truck's exceptional speed and cornering ability. Snow removal is budgeted to begin December 1st, unless it happens earlier. A flock of Canadian geese are being blamed for a convenience store robbery on Highway 71 last night after a Shirley Baltor of International Falls claims 7 of the majestic gray, black, and white birds came into the Stop and Shop near the junction with County Road 710 and refused to leave. Though Mrs. Baltor does not claim the geese actually demanded anything, she does claim they, quote, stared at her funny until she opened the register. The geese then waddled up to the register, took all available paper money, U.S. and Canadian both, and waddled out the store. The geese took to wing before police could arrive, making their getaway in a picture postcard fashion as they rose into the sunset, flying in a perfect V formation. This is the first reported case of foul play at the Stop and Shop since 1997.
Hey everyone, it's me, Woody, again. Well, wife didn't get her SUV, so now it's a trip to the casino with the girlfriends. So, come on down to Woody's Guide Service and Bait Shop. We got pretty much the same crap we've always had, but there's more of it now. Oh, and there's still some t-shirts left from the last Olympics when we put the Olympic logo next to ours. They're kind of rare now, so maybe you should pick up a few for people what visit from out of town. Well, and hurry, because the Olympic Committee's lawyers have been looking for who's making the shirts. So as you can see, we need money. Maybe a lot. Come down and give me some of yours.
Woody's Bait Shop and Guide Service, on Beach Avenue in Icebox. Open alternating Tuesdays, 1 to 5.
Hurry, because, you know, I might be in jail soon.
Woody's!
It's a quarter till the top of the hour at Radio Icebox. Time now for Community Events Calendar. The Walking on Water Society will hold their annual Hey Look, I'm Jesus Festival this December 15th. The festival, which marks the date that snarky, sarcastic atheism first came to Minnesota, will meet down at Alien Beach just after the year's ice has formed, to walk out onto the lake while making rude comments about area churches. Event organizer W. Smith, not his real name, insists that this year the ice will be thick enough to walk on by the 15th, despite what happened last year when 14 passionate believers in logic and reason ventured out onto 2-inch thick ice and broke through. "I'm sure we can go ahead with the event on the correct date this year," Smith said. "I'm just asking that people have a little faith." The Lovecraft Guild will be holding their annual monster contest this Saturday, with prizes being handed out for the best elder god, best use of color, which does not exist in this dimension, and best in show. Paper mache has been added as an approved construction material this year, and the guild wants to add this reminder: politically motivated exhibits are not allowed, no matter how bad you think the candidate represented is. Also added this year, a Lego division for the kids, so get cracking on your best vision of the destruction of mankind's soul. Prizes all come from the candy counter at Lake Grocery. You're listening to Radio Icebox, Icebox, Minnesota. Play of the Day from the Gravedigger's Hour is up next.
Hi, this is Dave from Lake Grocery, inviting everyone in for our annual Scratch and Dent meat sale in the meat department on Thursday. We have dented chuck at $3 a pound, damaged grand round at just $4.99, and of course the mystery chicken is always 99 cents, no returns, please. As a reminder to the lizard people, there is no discount if you consume the meat there at the counter. That's Lake Grocery on Main Street in Icebox. Credit available, but the smiles are always free at Lake Grocery.
Upon all I hold dear, that I will never, ever poison anyone ever again.
Under penalty of?
Under penalty of torture.
Okay. So what do you guys think?
I think you're overdoing it.
Yeah.
What? You don't think we should get some assurances from Barb that she won't, you know,
poison everyone as I did last Thanksgiving?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think, considering everything we went through last year, it's in poor taste to even bring it up.
Thank you, Abby.
You're welcome, Barb.
And besides, the actions I took last year were clearly the result of alien mind control technology.
I thought fake Grandpa just talked you into it and you went along because you wanted to destroy your rival.
Well, technically that's true, but I think it would be a much better story if I were completely innocent.
Well, we're talking about the past. We can't change that.
Not now, anyway. That was last season.
What?
How about if you were redeemed from a horrible mistake?
Oh, I dislike redemption. It means admitting you were wrong initially, and that's so messy.
Anyway, Thanksgiving?
Yes.
My house?
Your offering? That's so nice.
Why wouldn't I offer?
Well, you know, it's,
Yes?
It's your housekeeping.
What?
He complains about it all the time.
What?
Cody!
Sorry, but you were just gonna beat around the bush on the point, clearly. I was just moving things along.
I am not a bad housekeeper.
I didn't say you were. I just said you were busy.
You're one to talk. I've seen your apartment.
Well, okay, now that's different. I'm a bachelor slob. It's a time-honored tradition.
Oh, and women can't be bachelor slobs?
Well, clearly the answer is yes.
Oh, that is a horrible double standard.
No, it's not.
It really sounds like it is, boss.
No, the difference is male bachelor slobs know better than to invite anyone over to their houses, except for their girlfriends and other bachelor slobs. We don't have everyone over for Thanksgiving.
I know the girlfriends would appreciate some housekeeping.
Meh.
Well, now what does that mean?
Well, you can never clean up to girlfriend's standards, so why even try? No matter how much cleaning you do, they still want to do more. It makes them feel like they're domesticating you.
Now I remember why we're not dating anymore.
You're not dating.
We're on a break.
Doesn't that make it difficult to work together?
What's difficult is living in a town this size. Working together is not that much harder.
Besides, he's a lot easier to respect if I don't know him so well.
Thank you?
It wasn't a compliment.
Yeah, I know.
All this to say we're having dinner together.
Yes, and I shall bring rolls. No casserole.
I shall bring a home-baked pie.
You can bake.
Sure, just follow the directions on the box.
I'll bring a dessert and a salad.
Ooh, broccoli and bacon?
Sure.
Yes.
And I'll handle the turkey and the mashed potatoes, okay?
Sounds good. Now, if you excuse me, I gotta go cut those voice tracks.
Okay. Barb?
Yes, dear?
Could you come help me with some cleaning before the dinner? My place is an absolute disaster.
Of course.
Excuse me, is this the radio station?
No, it's the Opera House. It contains the radio station.
Excuse me?
Barb. Yes, it is the radio station. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. I've brought a script.
Oh, well, you'll have to talk to JJ, and we normally don't accept unsolicited submissions.
Abby, let's not be rude. The theater can always use new voices. Barbara Oleander, author.
Huh?
Very pleased to meet a fellow writer.
Oh, I'm not a writer.
Well, we'll just see about that. Well, I see that... Wait a minute.
What is it?
This is one of Dr. Graves's scripts.
Yes, I'm delivering it for him.
Oh, so this is all a big romantic misunderstanding.
What is?
Let me see that.
I'm so terribly sorry. I misunderstood. I thought your talent must equal your good looks.
Thank you.
Are you working for Dr. Graves now?
Well, sort of. I do a few odd jobs around the house, and he rents me a room.
Oh, so you're planning on staying in our little community?
It's difficult to say. Nothing's ever permanent.
Well, welcome, Mr...
Rogers. My name is Mr. Rogers.
Well, welcome to our neighborhood.
What?
Barb means it's very nice to meet you.
Very, very nice.
Well, I should get back.
Wait, have you ever acted upon the stage?
No.
What about before the microphone? Your voice, it has a resonance, a timbre, a presence.
Do you two want me to leave, or...
Mr. Rogers, since you've agreed to favor our tiny village with your presence, would you consider doing us the favor of lending your voice as well?
I don't understand. You want me to be an actor?
I want you to be yourself, only in front of a microphone.
I couldn't do that.
Oh, nonsense. You just need the right teacher. Come with me downstairs. The mics are all set up for my next play.
Let go of my arm, please.
Don't be shy.
Barb, don't you think you're being a little pushy?
No more so than normal. Come, Mr. Rogers. I'll show you the theater of imagination, among other things.
I don't want to be an actor.
You must. I have a part for you in my next play.
Why?
Oh, your brooding good looks. Your tingly falsetto.
My what?
You're perfect. You'll play the murderer.
What?
Now, don't be nervous. I'll walk you through the whole thing.
You think I should... Get away from me.
But, Mr. Rogers...
Just stay away from me. I'm not doing anything like that, you hear me? Just stay away.
What was that all about?
I don't know, but he's wonderful.
Barb, are you all right?
We must invite Dr. Graves and his new friend to Thanksgiving dinner immediately.
Well, I was planning on it, but I don't think I have room for two more people.
What?
It's a small apartment, Barb.
Then I shall host.
You said your dining room table was covered with scripts.
Then I shall clean house, Abby. I shall give this town and that smoldering hunk a turkey dinner they'll never forget.
Oh, no.
Radio Icebox, Season 2, Episode 2, Barb Love. Featured Jeffrey Adams as JJ, Cody Boyer as Cody, Victoria Olson was Barb, Ayla McIntosh was Abby, and Justin Kaplan as Mr. Rogers. The air check segment that led off our show, as well as the rest of the story, was written and directed by Jeffrey Adams. Some sound effects from the Freesound Project at freesound.org. The Radio Icebox Playhouse theme is Monkeys Spinning Monkeys by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Radio Icebox Season 2 is made possible in part by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, thanks to appropriations from the Minnesota State Legislature's General and Arts and Cultural Heritage Funds.